Today I'd like to speak to you not about our main saint, St. Peter Chrysologus, who's known as the Golden Tongue for his wonderful sermons and way with words, but I want to speak about St. Barbara, the Virgin and Martyr. She is one of those 14 holy helpers that were invoked against certain illnesses many years ago, and St. Barbara is one of them, and she's invoked by those who wish to receive the last sacraments during their last illness. She was born in Nicomedia, a place in Asia Minor, and she was an only child, born to pagan parents. Her father was Dioscorus, that was his name. His one fear was that Barbara would learn and accept the doctrines of the Christian religion. And he did all that he could to prevent her from learning this. And so he had her locked away in a tower in their home so that she would not be able to hear from others the doctrines of Christ. But she never, when she was in the tower, she never spent her time in idleness. She always used it to study. But one of the things that she always enjoyed doing as she was in the tower all by herself was to just watch the sky and the clouds and the stars. And it was in that way that she began to know the one true God. And it led to her conversion. She was convinced, as the book says, of the life of St. Barbara, she was convinced that the heavens were telling the glory of God, and it would be a God, she thought to herself, that is greater than those that I am worshiping now. So her prayer at that point in her life was to know this God, and that prayer would soon be answered. She lived in the time of the famous writer Origen, was his name. He wrote many, many things on different points of theology in the first centuries of Catholicism. And she, St. Barbara, even though she was still in the tower, heard about this famous Origen, and then she talked to a servant that she could trust, and she told this servant to go and ask Origen to come and teach her about the true God. But Origen couldn't come, so he sent one of his disciples back. This disciple was disguised as a doctor and came into the tower where St. Barbara was, and there he instructed her and gave her the sacrament of baptism. And at this point, for some time, St. Barbara had to practice her religion very discreetly until the right moment came when she would tell her father about her acceptance of Christianity. And here's how she did it. Here's how she told her father. It's a beautiful story. Her father, Dioscorus, sent some workers to Barbara's tower to add an additional room. But when they had made the two windows, Barbara instructed them to put a third window in the tower. Well, her father saw that one day, this third window, and asked why this was done. And she answered, "Know this, my father, that the soul receives light through three windows, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and the three are one." And at those words, the father became so incensed at her that he would have put her to death on the spot. But a pursuit followed. She ran up to her tower, and the father ran after her and cornered her in the tower. And he beat her and dragged her away by the hair, and then took her to a nearby little hut and there locked her up. And the usual threats were done and made, and the punishments and starvation, all of those things done to make her give up the faith, and yet all of it done without success. She was great and filled with fortitude, the fortitude of the Holy Ghost. Well, finally, this cruel father, he was almost an unnatural father in that sense, so cruel to do this to his daughter, he handed her over to the proconsul, whose name was Marcian, and there had her scourged and tortured. And all the while, the father was watching to see that watching it all be done. The next night, she was taken back to her prison, and then a wonderful and beautiful thing happened. Our Lord came and visited St. Barbara and healed all of her wounds so that not even a bruise, not one cut, not one scratch was left on her body after that appearance of our Lord. And so the next day, or whenever it was that Barbara came again before the proconsul, he was shocked, he was astonished to see that all of the scourging that he did to her, there's not a single wound on her body. And you'd think that that would win many conversions. Well, and they would give up, saying that she is a servant of the true God. Well, they didn't. They sentenced her to death. And get this, her own father claimed the privilege to carry out the sentence with his own hand. And with one slice of the sword, struck her head off. But at that moment, as St. Barbara's soul went up to heaven, lightning struck and struck Dioscorus, her father. And the one book says that just as her soul flew to God, her father's soul was brought before the judgment seat of our Lord Jesus Christ. A very frightening moment for him, to be sure. But St. Barbara, she is invoked against lightning and explosions too. And as I said at the beginning of the sermon, she is invoked by those who want the last sacraments in their last illness. That's what we all should aim for and know that we should not wait for extreme unction. Don't wait till it's too late to call in a priest to visit a family member or yourself should you ever get deathly ill. But as soon as you hear that you have some sort of bad illness, that's when you call the priest. Because remember, extreme unction also has this effect, that sometimes it heals your illness and your sickness. So we should always remember that too. But pray to St. Barbara for the grace of a holy death and to receive these sacraments at the last moment. And never forget Viaticum. I think I've told you from the pulpit once before. Do you know what Viaticum is? It is Holy Communion given in your last illness. But it comes from the Latin, via tecum. It means, via means way, and tecum means with thee. So the idea is to receive it near as you're near death. And some have actually received the sacred host and Holy Communion, and then died. And that's what it means, that our Lord in the Holy Eucharist accompanies us on our journey into eternity, when the soul leaves the earth and goes into eternity. That's what we should pray to St. Barbara for, the grace to receive not only extreme unction, but also the Holy Viaticum as well. One more thought I would give you is what St. Bernard says, sort of unrelated, but related in the sense that it's about death. It's a thought that leaves us with great hope. St. Bernard says that in Holy Scripture, we find one single instance of one who received pardon at the last moment. He was the thief crucified with Jesus. He is alone that you despair not. He is alone also that you sin not by presumption on God's mercy. If you therefore wish for a happy death, prepare for it in time. Start tonight even, asking as you receive the sacred host on your tongue this evening, ask our Lord through the intercession of St. Barbara for the grace of the last sacraments before you should die. That is a grace that will be heard, provided it is good for your immortal soul. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.